Independence Day, illustrated by David Cockcroft. Independence Day, illustrated by David Cockcroft. The hoppers sat outside on a warm summer evening. Grandpa Grizzly came up the road and sat with them. "What are you doing for Independence Day?" Grandpa Grizzly asked. Speedy Legs said, "We'll light some firecrackers." Fluffy Tail said, "I'm going to shoot off skyrockets." Floppy Ears said, "We'll light off the Chinese fountains." Whiz bang, "It's Independence Day," shouted Stubby Nose. "Oh, think of my burned paws and whiskers," said Grandpa Grizzly. "That's not a very safe way to spend Independence Day. I don't think any little hoppers will be lighting fireworks." And Stubby Nose sat down on the ground and sniffed and saw, "No firecrackers, no fireworks means no real Independence Day." "Hush, Stubby Nose. It's not polite to cry so loudly," said Mother Hopper. "Grandpa Grizzly will know what to do," said Papa Hopper. Stubby Nose dried his eyes and listened. "How about a picnic in the woods?" said Grandpa Grizzly. "A picnic with picnic baskets?" asked Speedy Legs. "And sandwiches and lemonade?" asked Floppy Ears. "That's what I want to do on my vacation," said Fluffy Tail. "Hooray for Independence Day!" shouted Stubby Nose. "What a great idea. I'll begin preparing the food," said Mother Hopper. "I'll go into town and buy some picnic baskets," said Papa Hopper. That night, the hoppers went into bed without begging to stay up later. The next morning, they packed their baskets and sandwiches and lemonade. Mother Hopper had made cookies and pies and tarts. Papa Hopper got a big picnic basket and six baskets, but Grandpa Grizzly was nowhere to be found. "I'm sure he'll turn up soon," said Papa Hopper. So the hoppers started down the road. Soon they came upon a place where four roads met. "Which way do we go?" Stubby Nose. "Hey, there's a sign there," said Speedy Legs. Mother Hopper read the sign out. "You may travel east or west, but south is the best." So the hoppers took South Road, and the road went on and on. And it seemed they walked for hours. "I'm getting tired," said Floppy Ears. "This basket is heavy," said Speedy Legs. "I'm hungry," said Fluffy Tails. "Wait, I see another sign," said Stubby Nose. There was a little sign at the bottom of the very hill. "Come on up the big tall hill. We'll have a picnic and eat our fill," read Papa Hopper. The hoppers read up the hill, and at the top was Grandpa Grizzly. He built a sizzling fire where he was roasting marshmallows on a stick. The hoppers spread out their picnic basket, unloaded their baskets, and began to eat. The hoppers began walking for so long, soon it began to grow dark. Just after the picnic supper was finished, a fizz pop sound came from the sky. The hoppers looked up. The sky was a sparkling fountain. "Look, they are coming from below the hill," said Speedy Legs. "The firefighters are setting off fireworks for the town," said Floppy Ears. "We'll have a perfect view," said Fluffy Tail. "Hooray, hooray! Fireworks for Independence Day," Stubby Nose shouted. The fireworks began to explode in the sky. They were red and yellow, gold and green. All hoppers sat at the hill and watched the fireworks late in the night. The end.